You know, I was thinking this week, wouldn't it be cool if it was Easter all the time? Cadbury cream eggs all the time. There's a lot of things about Easter that we get to sing Up From the Grave He Arose more than just once a year. A lot of things about Easter that would be really, really good if they happened all the time. Those little headless rabbits, I don't know what they're called, but every one of them I see, they don't have any ears on them. Just a lot of things about Easter. Nothing better than a good Easter egg hunt yesterday afternoon to watch all those kids and to hide the eggs up high enough they couldn't reach them. All they could do is point and holler. And, all the cool things that come with being a grown-up at Easter. Just so many, good things and a lot of good memories. And, some of you, that means you would get a new outfit every week. I told them at the sunrise service this morning, Easter outfit for men means you get the pants out of one suit, the jacket out of another, and the tie out of another, and that's a new suit. And so it doesn't matter if they match or not. That's just, it doesn't even matter if they're from the same style collection. The pants from 1978 and the jacket from 1990 and, a tie from 2000 and, just a t-shirt or something. Who knows? What men may walk out wearing. But wouldn't it be great if, not only that, but just the kind of the attitude that that we have on Easter Sunday. We just kind of wake up. Caleb gets serenaded pretty much every Sunday morning, but every year at Easter he gets serenaded all the way to church with what a beautiful day for the Lord to come again. And he got his annual dose this morning, and I know he'd love to have that more often than once a year. He was going through my CDs just wide open, trying to find one with that song on it to put in and drown me out, I think. But I told him, that's all right. I don't need the help. I got this, a lot of cool things about Easter that would be, a holiday. A lot of good things about Easter that it would be neat if they happened all the time. But again, not just the Cadbury eggs and stuff, but just kind of the attitude that we kind of have on Easter. We get up. Wouldn't it be great if the weather was like this every day? And so it'd just be good if it was Easter all the time. And as we think about that, and I thought about that, I'll say, well, let's go back and look. We looked at a similar story this morning out of the Gospel of Mark. I want to look at the same story. I told Diane this morning, Diane always makes a note when beside a text if I've used it before. And I said, let me save you the trouble. I've used this one before. There's not a whole lot of choices for Easter Sunday. And so, this kind of a little bit different take on Matthew's take on that first Sunday morning. But I want to just take just real quickly and look at that and think about what it would mean for the believer to think about it being Easter every day. If we considered and acted like every day was Easter, kind of like these folks that first morning did at the tomb. Several things that I noticed, just want to go through them really quickly. As Clint Eastwood said, a man got to know his limitations. I know that there's ham and stuff in your future and I'm in the way. And so, I know my limitations, and so just want to look at something real quickly and think about this idea of Easter every day. What would it look like? First of all, there'd be some research. Notice these folks, they come that morning, the Bible says, as the Sabbath ended and the sun was coming up that morning, the Mary Magdalene and the others came to the sepulcher. They came to see. They came to look. They come to see. I've often wondered how much was in them, how much in their thought process were they thinking, let's go see if he really did rise from the dead, or how much they were just coming to finish the burial procedures, or what was really in their mind that morning. Had it even crossed their mind that he had told them that the grave couldn't hold him, that he'd only be there for 3 days, what was exactly on their mind? But whatever was on their mind that morning, they went down and they began to do a little research. They looked, and one of the Gospels tells us they actually, they go into the tomb. They want to find out what's going on with this risen Savior. And maybe at that time to them, he's not even risen, he's just missing. They want to know what's going on. What would be exciting for us? What would help us to have Easter every day is begin to understand and the evidence for the resurrection of Christ. It's not just something that we made up. I come across an article a while back that was called The Top 10 Reasons to Believe in the Resurrection of Christ. And they were just some awesome reasons. One of them was very simply the change in the disciples. Here we have a group of, listen, if they were living today, we would call them wimpy probably. I mean, that's, you know, they were cowards, they were chickens. You know, at the crucifixion, they all scattered. You know, they were constantly making mistakes. They were constantly making blunders. They just were kind of a ragtag bunch of followers that Jesus had assembled. But something happened after that resurrection. Some have said, well, the disciples just went and hid his body. Well, we got a problem with that. We began to do a little research and just even a small measure of thinking. If they knew that they had hid the body, if they knew that they had taken the body, then do you think they would have been willing to die for a lie? Because history tells us that the 11 remaining disciples all died for their faith. Some of them died horrible, vicious, painful deaths. History tells us, we don't have anything other than tradition and some written history that tells us that Peter believed so much in the resurrection of Christ that when they were going to put him to death, they were going to crucify him. And he said, you know what? Don't crucify me. Normally, I'm not worthy to die like my Jesus did. You crucify me upside down. Listen, I want to tell you something. If they hid the body, they paid an awful high price for that lie. Yeah, as we look around, we begin to do some research. You look around, I mentioned that this morning. You look around this room. There are some people whose lives are changed. There are some people whose lives are different because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There are people in this room who will tell you or who can tell you that they have given up bad habits. They can tell you how their life has been transformed, changed completely, the different direction. They are completely 180-degree different in their life than they were before they knew Christ. Yeah, as we look around and we begin to do some research, I would encourage you, you want it to be Easter every day, you start reading, you start digging, you start looking at Scripture, you start looking at other folks, what they have written, and understand all the evidence that is out there that says, you know what, Jesus Christ is alive. Yeah, that evidence, when you begin to read, listen, you don't have to be a scholar, you don't have to be go to the library, you don't have to be a bookworm. All you have to do is look around. You know, all you have to do is talk to a few people. You know, all you've got to do is mingle around the folks you're sitting around this morning. All you've got to do is walk up to one of them and say, tell me something. What has Jesus done in your life? What has Jesus changed about you? How is your life different because you met Christ? And I want to tell you something. You'll start getting evidence for a living Jesus. You talk to people. Hello? I know you got up early. I got up just as early as you. Don't leave me out here high and dry. Help me a little bit. Yeah, you know it's true. I could have him. I could stand here this morning, and I could start pointing. I could start doing this, and I could start calling names. And if they would, there are people all over this building who can and will. Some of them will, and I couldn't get them to sit back down. Would stand up and tell you what Jesus has done in their life. Listen, you don't have to dig long. Yeah, you begin to dig in and you begin to look into the life of Jesus. You begin to look into what Jesus has done. You begin to do just a little bit of, and I know that word research scares some of you because you've been out of school a while. All I mean by research is ask a question or two. Do a little looking. Do a little digging. And you'll find out Jesus is alive and well and changing lives today. And it'll be Easter every day. Not only do we see the research, but we also see just what I said. There's a revelation. They went down to the tomb and got to looking, and look what happened to them. The angel shows up and says to them, says, you know, don't fear, don't worry. Said, I know what you're looking for. I want to tell you something this morning. If you don't hear anything else, listen to me. God knows what you're looking for. Amen. He knows what you need. Sometimes He knows, when you don't even know, He knows. Yeah, when you're so blind, you're so confused, you don't know what you need, and you don't know what you're looking for. God knows what you're looking for. He knows what you need to find. Yeah, He knows what. And what's beautiful about God? I watched Him yesterday hiding eggs yesterday, and it's kind of interesting when you got kids. You know, you saw kind of the group, everything from here to, you know, some of them up here, looking for Easter eggs. Some of them you just walk down through there and you just throw them out on the ground. Yeah, they're right there where you can find them. Some of them are kind of covered up and have to dig for them a little bit. Listen, sometimes that's the way God operates. What you're looking for is right there. Sometimes you have to do a little digging. But God knows what you're looking for. You begin to look. You begin to dig in the Word of God. You begin to get involved in a church that preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, unadulterated, unashamed. You begin to get around that environment, and God will show you what you need. He will let you sit. Now, I'm not telling you, I was standing at one point, and I was looking, and there was an egg, and there was an egg, and there was an egg, and there's kids running everywhere, and I'm thinking, are they blind? What's wrong with these youngins? Somebody dropped these babies on their head. I'm not talking about a head. I mean, like one of them, it was at Tommy Carroll's house in the woods, and one of those things you roll up your hose pipe on, sitting on top of a hose pipe. Stevie Wonder could have found that egg. And those kids run everywhere around it. It was almost like they didn't want to find it. Laying right out on the ground. I stood there at one point and I counted 4 eggs that were just out in the wild. My dear wife, I hid this egg. I put it up on a tree limb. She walked under it. I mean, the eggs, you talk about zoop. Hey, and I said, Rhonda, right up there in that tree. Oh, okay. I think sometimes that's the way we are with the things of God. He lays them out right there in front of us, and we step over them going, why can't I find God? Why can't I find? Listen, when you begin to look for them, and God begins to reveal them, sometimes you're not ready for them, but God will reveal when we begin to look. You want to have Easter every day. You begin to look for God, and you begin to see where He shows up. It'll be Easter every day. They had this thing in the computer world, and I didn't know about it for a long time. They're called Easter eggs. I guess there's a few computer wizards in here that know about them. And I think they're in a lot of video games and stuff, but they call them Easter eggs. And I didn't know what that meant. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Figured Ryan wouldn't. I started to say a few eggheads, but I was afraid he'd be the only one raised his hand. Well, what they say they are, once I found it being a game or a computer program, that if you do a certain couple little maneuvers or whatever, all of a sudden you might have a rabbit run across you. Nothing really amazing. Is that a pretty good description? It's something that most people don't know the computer program will do, but if you do the right thing, all of a sudden it might erupt and show you flowers or fireworks or something. Just a little hidden Easter egg, which you got to look for. I want to tell you something. God knows what you need. And a whole lot of where it is stored in 66 books that is sitting on your coffee table gathering dust. Research. You find those little truths, and all of a sudden it's like Easter all over. Tommy over here is busting. I might yet just let him. He asked me why I go, you going to do testimonies this morning? I love it. Every now and then I say, Tommy, I know you want to say something. He'll just look at me. This morning, Tommy said, I'm going to say something. I got something. He says, I found something. Go ahead. Tell him what you found. Tell him. See, here's an Easter egg. Tommy's found something. Here's an Easter egg. You find this kind of stuff and it's Easter every day. I have no idea what he's about to say. God help us.
Well, he said this morning, have you ever been amazed? And he said,
what you said? Yeah. Come up here so it gets recorded. The shut-ins will think I just quit talking.
Well, don't. It's just a story, and it just one of them. Wow, Lord, wow. Talking about moving mountains, there were two warring tribes in the Andes, and one that lived in the lowlands, and the other high in the mountains. And the mountain people invaded the lowlands one day, and part of their plundering of the people, they kidnapped a little baby of one of the lowlanders' family, and took the infant with them back up the mountain. The lowlanders didn't know how to climb the mountain. They didn't know any of the trails and the mountain people used, and they didn't know where to find the mountain people or even how to track them down in the steep terrain. Even so, they sent out their best parties of fighting men to climb the mountain and bring the baby home. And the men tried first one method of climbing, then another. Then they tried one trail, then another. And after several days of effort, however, they had climbed only a couple of hundred feet. Feeling hopeless and helpless, the lowlander men decided that the cause was a loss and they prepared to return to the village below. And as they were packing their gear for their descent, they saw the baby's mother walking towards them, and they realized she was coming down the mountain. They couldn't figure out how to climb. And when they saw that she had the baby strapped to her back, they said, "How could this be?" And one man greeted her and says, "We couldn't climb this mountain. How did you do this when we, the strongest and most able men in the village, couldn't do it?" And she shrugged her shoulders and said, "It wasn't your baby." And you know, and that's what Jesus, you know, where he is. And he died on Calvary when nobody else could. Where he is. And I just sit there and said, wow. Wow. Easter eggs.
That's an Easter egg. When something grabs you, when you wasn't expecting it. Now some of you are sitting there and you're going, "I didn't get it." That's fine. Wasn't your egg. But it got Tommy. It touched a few others of you in here. See, that's what I'm talking about. When you begin to look, God's got something for you. And it can be Easter every day. Then you begin the rejoicing. I like this. It says here, again, we looked this morning, the passage we looked at in Mark said they left amazed. But this one says, Matthew says they left with fear and great joy. Yeah. Now, he had tears running down his face, but there was a song in his heart. Yeah. And that's what happens when we begin. And that's Easter every day, folks. Beats Cadbury eggs. It just beats Cadbury eggs all to pieces. When we begin to look, and we begin to look for the things of God, and He begins to reveal those things to us, and begins to open up His Word to us, and we begin to look at people. And it doesn't just have to be His Word. Sometimes you look at people. I was sitting back there this morning, and I was listening to the choir, and I try with the choir and with Christmas plays both to try to get as little exposure to them as possible when they're rehearsing. That way, I don't really know what's coming. I'm kind of with y'all. I just kind of along for the ride. But I do know this. I got two of the folks in the choir live at my house, and I've heard them in the Bible calls fear and trepidation. I've heard Archie. They were worried about how they were going to do this morning. And yet when they got up there this morning and they began to sing, and they quit worrying about the fear, they quit worrying about the mistakes, and they just threw their heads back. They took the cue from Pansy, just threw their head back and sang for Jesus. It's amazing how well it sounded. Amen?
Amen?
Listen, when God shows up, and we can be, I was sitting there on that pew, and I was just rejoicing because I could see, you know, it was like, you could see after every song, you kind of said, one down, two down, we didn't mess that one up. And I, in my heart, I was just rejoicing for them that God was using them and in their heart. And you could just see it. Listen, we begin to look. It can be Easter every day. When you rejoice in the things that God does. When you see what God has done. When you look at those little children. When you saw those children up here to start with. When you go along and you see little babies. When you see the great things that God has done. When you see real Easter lilies. We can't have real ones in here because it would kill the preacher. When you see real ones and see what God is doing, then you begin to rejoice. Listen, I saw something a while back that said everything in this world that goes around with its head down is prey. I don't mean P-R-A-Y either. Every creature in this world that goes through life with its head down to the ground is prey, is a victim. Let me get it down to where it's not, is food for somebody else. Listen, the lions and the tigers, they go around, they got their eyeballs. The food is walking around with his head down. Listen, you walk around with your head down, you are nothing but prey to Satan. Lift up your head, redemption draweth nigh. Dig in the Word. He begins to reveal some things to you. And you can lift up your head and go through this world with rejoicing in your heart. And the real key to making it Easter every day is then their reaction to everything they found. I like what it says here. When it says, when they departed, they went with fear and great joy and did what? They did run to bring his disciples word. Now, I know in the Baptist church how we are. We all caught up in the men-women thing and who can do what and who can do this. All I know this, All I know is that first Easter morning, the men were sitting back. I don't know what they were doing. They might have been like us this morning, done ate too much bacon and eggs. But it was the women that brought word. Listen, I want to tell you something. When you dig in God's Word and God begins to reveal something to you and you are rejoicing over it, if you don't react by bringing that Word to somebody else, you failed in your task. One of the great joys of Easter. Hey, let me just give you an example. You just saw it. Tommy, in whatever way, I don't know if that was his morning devotion. I don't know how you came across that. Doesn't really matter. Somehow or another, God planted that, put that little egg out there for Tommy to find. Tommy was busting. I said, I had no more walking in this morning. We have testimonies. Tommy won't tell somebody about that. He was rejoicing in his heart, and he wanted you to hear it. Now it's your egg. Some of you sit there and cry. I was watching. Some of you cried while he's telling that story. Some of you were smiling. Some of you were sleeping. Yeah, everybody reacted in a different way. But listen, when God reveals things to us, and it's Easter every day, you know, think about it. It's pretty common. We go out at Easter and we're telling people about Christ. We're, wearing our t-shirts and we're telling people about Easter, and we want to make sure at Easter and Christmas, we want to make sure they remember the reason for the season. What about the other 363 and a quarter days? We get all in a tizzy over Christmas and Easter. I'm not going to lie to you. It aggravates me a little bit that my kids are on spring break this week instead of Easter break. That aggravates me a little bit. But you know what? It's not the job of the calendar at the school system to teach people about Easter. It aggravates me a little bit when I go to the store and they have holiday trees instead of Christmas trees. But you know what? It's not Wally World's job to tell people about Jesus. It's ours. You want to make it Easter every day. You make sure somebody knows about the resurrection every day. If they come into contact with you, they should know that you're serving a risen, living Savior. I don't know how many of you have incidents to have met. I used to, especially when I worked at Merida, run into a lot of Muslims and Buddhists in different places that ran convenience stores. They made no secret about who they were. It wasn't hidden about what they believed. They would have their little altars out. They would, go in. What's that smell? Oh, that's our incense to Buddha or whatever. Well, he stinks. Can't he breathe something that smells better than that? I'm sorry. But if my God needs incense, let's cook him a steak, something that smells good. Instead of that nasty smell and stuff. I'm just being me. Listen. I look around and they don't make any shame. They don't have any. You think about all the things we have changed in our society to cater and to get along with everybody else and every other religion. If they meet us in May or June, not just Easter, they ought to know we serve a risen Savior. Amen. Not just on Easter Sunday, but every Sunday. And all the days in between. As our musicians come this morning, really simple sermon, really simple invitation. I want to challenge you this morning, if you're here today and you know Christ, I want to invite you, I want to challenge you, I want to dare you, whatever word you need, goad you, whatever it takes to come and to kneel at this altar and say, oh Lord, help me to have Easter every day.